Yes. No. Yes. No. Maybe? Yes, indeed. It's the second episode of Treble Steph. I am Stefano, also known here as Slandy on Audio Boo. And I have to explain what the heck that was all about at the beginning of this show. Basically, today's show is about indecisiveness. Well, not so much indecisiveness. It's as we get older, don't you feel that sometimes what used to be black and white, and you could figure out exactly where you stood on an opinion or on a subject. But as you get older, you get influenced by different people and by different experiences. And all of a sudden you realize that maybe you're not so sure anymore. And in fact, this is what's been happening with me on a number of subjects. Now, I'm not changing my mind or changing the way I am or the person that I am. But as I gain more experience in life, I weigh subjects and situations differently. And the more situations that I've seen over the years, the more I realize that it's not always cut and dry, and it's not always black and white, and that there are several shades of gray. And that's exactly the subject of the song that I'm playing today by one Billy Joel. The song is called Shades of Gray and is from his 1993 album River of Dreams. In fact, it was the very last pop album that Billy Joel would do. And on another show, I will play the very last song from that album when I talk about moving on with your dreams and closing a chapter on your life. But that'll be another show. So here we go. We're going to listen to Shades of Grey by Billy Joel. Now, when he did this album, a lot of it was very personal and very serious, and it dealt with trust issues and relationship issues. The cover of the album, River of Dreams, was painted by his then-wife, Christie Brinkley, and his manager had embezzled millions, supposedly, from Billy Joel, and had used all sorts of unscrupulous ways to hide the embezzlement of the money. And there's several songs on the album dealing with this. But I think that's one of the things that Billy Joel is talking about in this particular song when he talks about shades of gray. Sort of not knowing necessarily. As you get older, things aren't always black and white. And you always have to question yourself. When you were younger, things were just absolutely, this is the way it is. Because you didn't know. You didn't have the experience. And because you didn't have a wide experience, things tended to kind of fit into slots, right, at that time. But as you get older, you get more slots and you get more ideas and more variations of a theme, and the theme being life. So let's listen to this wonderful piece of music. I just love it. It's very powerful, and the words have always really, really reached me.
Shades of gray are the colors I see. Shades of gray are the colors I see. Shades of gray wherever I go. The more I find out, the less that I know. There ain't no rainbow shining on me. Shades of gray are the colors I see.
Yeah, that was Billy Joel's Shades of Grey from his 1993 album, River of Dreams. Love that song. It's so powerful. I love the words in it. You know, black and white is how it should be, and now shades of grey are all that I see. And as I was saying, as I'm getting older, I'm not so sure anymore about things. And He's got a line in there and saying, the only things I fear are people that never have any doubts. And to me, I feel a little bit the same way. Somebody who doesn't have doubts is somebody who isn't open to thoughts, open to the opinions of others, and open perhaps to changing their own opinions about things. That can be quite scary. You know, in a world, especially our world today, we should be open. We should take into consideration other people's thoughts, other people's feelings. And we're all a little bit different, let's face it. I mean, it's such a diverse world. We really should take, you know, other people's opinions into account. I'm not saying that everybody else is, you know, right or whatever, but we should really appreciate our diversity. That puts an end to this episode of Trouble Stuff, the second one in the series. I want to thank you so much for listening, and take care of yourselves.